Okay, so today's daf is Maisris, daf Chavav, and we are on Chav Hei Mabez as we continue here in the third parak of Maisris. And we mentioned at the end of the shir issues relating to Gezel, so hopefully we'll get back to that at a certain point. There's enough to do today, I think, and we'll see what there's time for. So, second to last line on Chav Hei Mabez. We just established that the whole discussion of yesterday's daf, yesterday we had a discussion of you found some an unknown basket of figs in the field, and you don't know, or in the marketplace, and you don't know whether there was truma gedola or truma, you don't know anything. So what do? So it depends. By figs, you got to be machmir, you got to be mafresh demai, and then mafresh vadai, but says the Gemara, this is only if it's davar she'ein bo goren, right? If it's like figs, which isn't usually taken, the afrash is not usually done in the granary. But if it's like wheat or something like that, then it's usually done in the granary. So then you could assume that truma gedola was taken off in the granary. That's what everybody does. Everybody's number one. It's the normal. It's the first one, and it's the first one after bikurim. Every bikurim is given is designated before it grows. Because that really doesn't count. That's a separate type. As we'll find in Seder's rhyme, Bikurim is separate because it's before it grows. Challah is separate because it's after it's a dough, right? After you crush it up and everything else kind of go together. Truma and Truma's Gedola, Truma Gedola and Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani, all of those go together. But the Truma Gedola is done in the Goren. So now the Gemara asks, what about Maaseris? Does anybody do Maaseris normally in the Goren? Maaseris Mecha Nitalos. What about Maaseris? Where are they? Min Abayis or Min Asadeh? Are they normally done only once you bring it into the house, much later? Or Min Asadeh, is it even done earlier? Right? Which is it? And we're going to have nafkaminas, meaning you have to assume if you find something that Maaseris might have been taken as well. If it's done Min Hasadeh, then you might be doing the Truma and the Maaseris together, well, one right after another, which then gets us into an interesting discussion of how many brachas do you make? If you're Mafresh, Truma, and then Maaser. There is a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah that talks about, if I'm about to do a lot of mitzvahs, how many brachas do you make? Do you make a bracha on Asher Kedoshanu V'Zvanu Ala Mitzvahs? That sound, right? Maybe, what was Chazal Masakin? So if you look in Sukkah, on Daf Mem Vav, Sukkah Mem Vav and Aleph, the Gemara quotes, Tan Rabbanan, Ha'yilafana Mitzvahs Harbe, Omer, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Asher Kedoshanu V'Zvanu Ala Mitzvahs, the Tanakhama says. You make a bracha ala mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevorach al kolachas v'achas b'pnei atzma. Now everyone separately. Everyone separately. Amar Aziri Timur Bechinia Bar Papa, Hilchasa k'Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara even says here, Befeirish v'pasan like Rabbi Yehuda, what's his source? Ksiv Baruch Hashem yom yom. You give Hashem a bracha, yom yom. V'chi bayom mevarchin oso, b'layla ein mevarchin oso. Well, you only give a bracha to Hashem during the day and not at night. Barashim yom yom. Ela balomar b'chol yom v'yom, tein lo mein b'chosaf. Don't double up. Every day, also, every situation, give main brachosav, right? Don't, hachanami b'chol davar v'davar. That's about Shabbos and Yontif. Hachanami b'chol davar v'davar, tein lo main brachosav. Everything gets its own. Okay. Interesting, not for now, but there's an important Rashi. What does it mean? What does it mean? Lots of mitzvahs in front of you. So what does Rashi say there? Lots of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs harbe, lito lulav, leishev basukka. Lahaniach tfilin lehisati fatzitzis. So those four. So some of the achronim like Rashi says you want tfilin on cholamoed because you're shaking a lulav and you're wearing tfilin. Not such a diak because l'chora Rashi is just giving two examples where mitzvahs that would go together, talis and tfilin, sukkah and lulav. Right, so you don't have to read the Rashi with like they're all going together. But it's interesting that some pick up on that. But it's also interesting, maybe is Rashi telling us that the only time that the Tanakhama would say that you make ala mitzvahs is if there's some shaychus to the two? Maybe tefillin and tzitzis are connected or somewhat. What if you have, I don't know, two mitzvahs that have nothing to do with each other? Right? Would they get ala mitzvahs also? Why does Rashi give those examples? Or is Rashi just saying practically those might come up one after another? Right, it's interesting that Rashi gives those examples. But either way, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what the Rambam paskins. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, the Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, the Perek, where is this Rambam? The Rambam here is in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha, sorry, where is this the Rambam? The Rambam says that you make a Kol Brachos Kulan, Shiyashmiya La'azno, and you make a bracha each and every one. Yud Aleph Yud, not Aleph Yud. Yud Aleph Yud. The Rambam says, don't make that bracha. Interesting, the Rambam says that. Don't. But each one. So that's where the Rambam passes like that. So it's interesting when you get to the Rambam in Hilchas Maestros. The Rambam in Hilchas Maestros, at the end of the first parak, the Rambam says, Hamafrish Meiser, ze mivarech tchila, kederach shemivarech anal kala mitzvahs. When you're mafresh meiser, you make a bracha. V'chein mevarech al meiser sheni, v'al meiser ani, v'al meiser min a meiser. Trumas meiser. Whenever you are mafresh, you make a bracha. Mevarech al kol echod bifnei atzmo. So far, so good. But then he adds, v'yim hifrish hakol ze achar ze miyad v'lo soch b'neihem. And if you didn't warn soch, kololon bracha achas u'mevarech lahafresh trumas and meisers. The Rambam just said in Hilchos Brachos that you don't. You don't put them together. You don't say ala mitzvahs. Ah, but it must be that this isn't mitzvahs. This is hafrashas, tikkun akri. This is tikkun akri. And therefore, they're all connected. They're not so different. They're closer than tefillin and talis and lulav and sukkah. Right? They're all a hafrasha. They're all a hafrasha that's stuck in the kri. So the Rambam says, you make it, everyone gets their own bracha, but if you do it all together, you could say la hafrish trumas umaisras. That is close enough. That's an important Rambam to see those two, to see those two together. Again, it's based on a Tosefta, but again, that's an important lundus. Okay, this all came from the fact, our question, that if we said that trumas is usually given in the Gorin, truma gedola, what about maiser rishon? So that's the question. So the Gemara said, Nishmeinim min adah. Let's try to prove it from the following. From the following, says the Tosefta, Chaver Shemes, V'hiniach Megura Malaya Peros, a Chaver, means somebody who knows the halacha, about Hafrashis, died, and he left a whole storage room full of fruit. V'hiniach Megura Malaya Peros, Afilu Bobayam, even if he died the day he brought the fruit into the storage room. He brought it in, and half an hour later he was dead. Hichnisan, Hare Elu B'chetz Mesukanim. You could assume they're Mesukan. You can assume you don't have to take off Chumas and Maestros, you can assume they're Mesukan. So says the Gemara. So what do you see from there? So some have this Girsa as a rhetorical, some change the Girsa to Ve'ema, Ema Nitrifa Daito Sha Achas, or Efshar Shlo Nitrifa Daito Sha Achas, right? It could very well be that at the end of his life, and he was planning to take Bimafrish right when he brought it in, but then he lost his mind at the end. He didn't have Yishev Adas, and he didn't get to tell his family. And yet, all this still says that Potter. You could assume it was Cheskas Mesukan, meaning it must be that he took care of it earlier. Because if it says that right when he brought it in, even if he died right after that, it's Mesukan, it could be that he was planning to do it right then, and then he died. And he didn't say anything to his family. And he didn't get a chance to. So it must be, haraya, that it must be that he was already mafreshin in the goren, and therefore, min hasadeh, we think. Min hasadeh, doesn't this brisa prove that it is he was mafreshin in the goren, min hasadeh? Says the Gemara, maybe not. Amar Rabbi Bun Barchia, tiftar shemes mitoch yishuv. No, maybe not. Maybe that Bryce is Dafka talking about where he died. Mitoch Yishev Adas. Yishev Adas, he was still calm and knew exactly what was happening. He knew what was going on. And he didn't lose himself. And therefore, there's no Raya. Meaning maybe it is, maybe there's no Raya that it is Minha Sadeh. Maybe it's Minabayis. Right, maybe the case has been a bias. Therefore, if he's calm and cool and collected, that's why. That's why, because he's not like saying quickly, be mafresh, because there's no riot from that case, because maybe it was minha yishuv. So we're talking here about someone towards the end of their life, about whether they have yishuv hadas, or whether they have tirif hadas. Obviously, it's getting close to being a goses, somebody who has yishuv hadas. The question exactly what a goses is. Goses is in the death process. Halacha looks at it as a death process, and it is ome. The Gemara says, Rov goses in lemisa. Rov cholim l'chayim, rov goses in lemisa. Right? That is a meseches smachos. Meseches smachos, which is all about Hilchas Avelus. We know it's a lashon sagi nohar. The beginning of meseches smachos, one of the brises, one of the mesechtes ketanos, starts off, the first parag, ha goses harayuk achay l'chol dover. Somebody who is not dead yet, Goseis, they're in the death throes, but they're not dead yet, so they are considered chai l'chol davar. What's interesting that if you look in the Maseches Machos, the normal regular editions, right before Perek Rishon, there's a brisa there, or there's like it's a mimer, and we don't know exactly where it came from, but that's where it is. What does it say there? Vayhi b'chatzi alaylo, v'Hashem hiko kol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim. Right, Hashem did makas b'choros. Kili kol b'char, b'yom hakosi kol b'char. Amar Reb Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, so it must be a late source if it's already the Tchilas Amoraim. Afop. So what's the brisa bothered by? It says Vahi Bachatzi Alayla Vihiko Kol Bachar, and then it says Biyoma Kosi Kol Bachar. So was Makas Bachar at night or was it by day? So the brisa explains Afop Shehiko Samakas Maves Bichatzi Alayla. Even though Hashem smote them at midnight, Haisa Nafsha Mifarperes Bohem Adaboker. They didn't die until the morning. Mifarperes bohen. Mashal hediot omar nathad paslanar hodas imo. Like it says, if you give a kid a candy, make sure you tell the mother. So Hashem didn't want to kill them and they wouldn't know about it. So Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, odia lebanai hamisa, and I want my children to know the misa. So therefore, hamishatekes azos, sheson ehem, heich meisimba, el atishmar nafshozim adaboker. And then we have Maseches Machos. What is this doing there? What is this doing? The Minchas, the Nachlas Yaakov, the commentary in the bottom of the Maseches Machos. Yishlo Daktik Lamai Heviat Drusha Dat Cholas Masechazu Aim Bazeh Hadrush Nafkusa Linyandina. Nothing Linyandina. What's this nice story doing here? So he says the Nachlas Yaakov says no. It has to do exactly. It's a lead in to Hagosis Harei L'Chol Davar. Why? Because he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lametes Shol Haimina L'Rabbi Avo, a certain heretic asked Rabbi Avo, Elokechem Kohenu Tichziv Yichol Li Truma. Right, your God is a Kohen. Yichol Li Truma. So Kikavar L'Moshe B'Mai Tovel. So what he Tovel in? He buried Moshe. How'd he become Tor again if he was a Kohen? V'chitim, and if you want to say in water, there's not enough water in the world for Hashem. I fire. So he was Tovel in fire. Okay. Asked Tosfos, one second. He asked him, how is he Tovel? But why didn't he ask him, how can you become Tameh if he's a Kohen? When he buried Moshe, how can he become Tameh? Ah, Bonim Atam L'Shem L'Kechem. Child, so seven Krovim. That's why he could become Tar. Bonim Atam L'Shem L'Kechem. I asked the Nachlas Yaakov, and what about the Mitzrayim? Anivelo Malach, Anivelo Saraf, Hashem, Dafka, kill the Mitzrayim, and they're not Bonim Atam L'Shem L'Kechem. Ah, Hagoseis Harug L'Chai L'Chol Dvarav. That's the introduction to Maseches Machos. Goseis, Hashem made them a Goseis, then stop touching them. Kabayachol. And therefore, that's why this Bryce approves. It's based on a Gosi Zerah L'Chai L'Chol Dvarav. That's why Hashem wasn't Metamei himself. And therefore, that's why the Min didn't ask that question to Rebbe Avahu. He only asked how he became Tamei after, how did he see Metar himself, not how he became Tar in the first, Tamei in the first place. Because Jews, Bada Metam L'Shem L'Kechem, Goyim, you're right, it will be a problem. But Anibol Mach L'Yivol Saraf, but that's why he made him a Goseis. And a Goseis is considered a Chai, not dead yet, and therefore, it works out. Amazing comment of Anachlas Yaakov. Okay, so we tried to bring a proof from the first brisa, and it didn't work. Again, we're trying to figure out Maisris. Is that usually taken min agoren or not? Like Truma or not? So we tried to prove one, didn't work. Rav Hananya, b'shem Rav Pinchas, shama l'minhacha. Maybe from the following. Remember this Mishnah in Maisris Sheni? There were a number of Tanoim that are on a boat. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Gamliel starts dishing out. The Maaser Rishon that I have in my house should go to you, Levi, on the boat. And the Maaser Ani that I have in my house should go to you, Rabbi Akiva, on the boat. You start dishing out all of these. So, Iser Echach Ani Yasi Lamud, the Iser, the Maaser that I'm going to give you when, but he's been mocking it now. Nasun Akiva ben Yosef is given to Rabbi Akiva, she is Kebol Aniyim, he's Kona it on behalf of the Aniyim. But what do you see from this whole story? Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat and he hadn't given his Maasers yet. So what do you see? Maaser, so what do you see from there? Hada Amra min Abayis. It must be that mice are usually given when you bring it into the house. This wasn't in the house yet. It was in the field. And therefore, he did it this way. But you see from here, Araya, that right, he wouldn't have left it. He wouldn't have left it in a situation where people might have thought that he did it, then he didn't do it. So that's the Raya min Abayis. Where is the Raya from? Some say the Raya is that it doesn't say in that Mishnah that he gave Truma Gedola. Starts off with Maaser Rishon. So it must be the Maaser Rishon he did in the Goren, and he's still giving Maasers here. So it must be that Truma is done in the Goren and not Maaser, right? Because there's a chilek between the two. This Mishnah from Maaser Sheni, there are many discussions in the Rishonim. in Kiddushin, and in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph, Kiddushin Chavav. They all get into the act. There are three or four questions that all the Rishonim ask and deal with. Just so, for example, I'll read you some of the questions from Tosfos. Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Vav Amebeis, going over to Daf Chav Zayin, a very long Tosfos. Tosfos says, he says, one second, see, he's Mafreshit, so there's Meiser Rishon sitting in his house. How's his family going to know and not eat it? Right, wait, here. Now it belongs to you, Levi, on the boat. And what about the Meiser Ani that he's going to give to Rabbi Akiva? It says, Heich Moel Tikuno, Adaraba Gara Tve, Shema Yochlu B'nei Beso, Hakol, V'yafo Yisar Atzmo. Right, what's going on here? Miu Kasha, Ech Yotze Mi Beso, Atshalo Tikno, V'shalo Hodim, Shein Mesukan. How did he leave his house? And it wasn't Mesukan yet. Hamrin El Chazak Al Chavar, Shein Emotzi Tachas Yadel, Dover Shein Mesukan. How do you deal with that? V'od Kasha. Right, other kashas. Then he says, oh, Rabbeinu Tam, it must have been Shas HaBi'ur. Shas HaBi'ur Hoya, so even if there was no Gemar Malacha, so therefore he didn't have to do it yet, but now it's Bi'ur time, right, every 3 years, Pesach. And therefore he had to get rid of his house, like we know from Bi'ur Maestros at the end of Sefer Dvarim. Sheitzorch Lavara Masrosa B'toch Peso, V'litnam L'ba'alehem. And he continues. That's one discussion in Tosfos. If you look in the Ramban in Bamatzia is uncomfortable with why did he leave? Why did he leave before being mafresh? He quotes many of the days that Tosfos quotes, and then he says, you know where the answer is? Why he left? Look in the Yerushalmi and Maestros. The Ramban, Bamatzia Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, quotes our Gemara. He says, Matsasi bi Yerushalmi ki inyan hazeh. And he quotes, our Yerushalmi is trying to figure it out. You know why he didn't think of Maestros yet? Because the Truma, that's the other question they ask. Where's the Truma Gedola? So some say, oh, he was. Chita Achas Parteres Akri. He took off a little bit. But the Ramban says, no. He took off Truma because that you take Min Akri. But he didn't do Maestros. That's exactly what the Yerushalmi says. Says the Ramban. Achshav, he quotes our Hogamara. And then he quotes the Achshav, Akol Mesukan Kahogan. Sheroi Gamliel Hifresh Truma, Shein Okren Agoran, Achachor Menosa. Vinich Shar Peres Pasada. Vichosmat Shehem Sham, Einam Bechasas Mesukanim. It's in the field. There's no Gemar Malacha. Yeah, he didn't bring it into his house. V'yachshav, Ratzel L'saknam U'lohotzia Meir Shuso. Mikib, Mipnei Shahai Sashah Sabir. V'harizem Echuvar. Right? And this is what I think. Good. So the Ramban, Kotar Yerushalmi. Kotar Yerushalmi. Matzasi. I found it. So he was looking. He had everything there. So that's number two. So we tried to bring a raya from Chavar Shemes. That was no raya. And then we bring a raya from this case. And it is a raya. Right? It is a raya. Ad Amra Min Abayis. Fine. Third try. I mean, the previous one worked. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Shamalei Min Hacha. This Mishnah in Trumos. The case from Meseches Trumos. The case Mishayu Perosa Bin Megura, V'nasan Sala Ben Levi, V'sala Ani. Again, the Mishnah says, in Trumos, Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, one second, let me find the Mishnah. Perek Dala Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah there says, Mishai Perosa Bimagura. He has his Peros in the storage. V'nasan Sa'ala Ben Levi. V'sa'ala Ani. And he gave, let's say, remember the case? I have 10 Sa'ah in my storage house. So it happens to be there's a Levi here now. I'm going to give him one, like 10%. And there's an Ani, I'll give him one 10%. But I didn't, I have more than 10 in my thing, I have 100. But I didn't take out the 8 yet that the Maestros that I'm giving now is going to cover. I didn't take that out yet. So fine, I take it out later in the day, I take out 8. Can I assume that those two still exist? So I could really take out 8 and those are 10%? Maybe those are lost and eaten. So now when I designate the 8 that are left, I can't really do 8 because maybe there's less left. So that's the context of the Mishnah. So Nasan Sala Ben Levi Visalani Mafrish at Shmona Sim Baochlan Divi Rabbi Meir. Meir says, yeah. Meir says you could assume everything's good. And we discuss what that means. No, you can't do all of it. But what do you see from there? Hada Mishay Perosa Migura. So Nasan Sala Ben Levi Visalani Hada Amr Min Abayis. Again, you see that it's you haven't done the Maestros yet, right? You haven't done the Maestros yet. And therefore, another raya that it's min habayis. It must be min habayis. And again, that's how the Rav Chaim Kanievsky also explains this. Mishnah hi la'el de trumis. V'sham nis parish. Yachol le'echol asmach zeh. Od shmona sa'ah. Right, you could eat another 8 sa'ah. V'sham ina miha de mashin bimagura de mishahin bimagura misaknan. Right? When it's in the store, storage is in the house. Storage is already in the house. So you see, he's doing it in the house. He didn't do it earlier in the Goren with the Truma Gedola. So that also works. So we have two good Raya's Ben Abayas. Reb Abba Mari, Shamala Menacha. Reb Abba Mari says from the following. Min Abayas, Zechala. Right, you have the whole Lashon, if you remember, from Biarti, the Vidu Maisras. Biarti HaKodesh Min Abayas. So the Braisa darshins every phrase. So Min Abayas, Zuchala. That's talking about Chala. What do you see from there? That you're only doing it in the house, right? Look at the marafolda, masisa even meister sheni umidamer menachala shehi mena isa mashbaha meisters menasada. From the fact that the only thing that you have left in the house is the hafreshes chala, which is only when there's a dough, it must be you gave everything else earlier. Hadamer menasada. So it's right the other way. To no maskana. We just bring rayas to both sides without having a clear maskana. Okay. Chala is, again, it's a whole mesechta coming up. Maybe just one thought about Parshas Chala, a beautiful thought from Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin in Parshas Shlach discusses why. What is Parshas Shlach? Parsha the Meraglim. And then right after the Meraglim, you have two mitzvahs that are given to Bnei Yisrael. You have Chala and Nisachim. Right, those two. Nisach HaYayin, right, the pouring of the libations in the Beis HaMikdash, and Chala. So why Davka those two? Why dafka those two? What does Nesachim and Chala have to do with each other? Says Rav Zevin, HaNesachim ba'im mimala lamata. Nesachim are poured from up to down. V'chala, what's Chala? Lahafrish min ha'isa. It's from down to up. HaNesachim menaschim elashisin. They're poured down into the cups and the pipes. It goes all the way down. V'nechala shatachas amizbeah k'negen mokom ha'nesachim. Go all the way down. And chala ba'acholcha milechem aretz tarimu truma l'Hashem, lift it up laharimu lagbia l'mala. What does it symbolize? Tachlis kavana shel bias haaretz. The tachlis of going into Eretz Yisrael is to sanctify the physical, to sanctify the artzius. Lo zu amatara lios b'midbar. Right, the goal of life is not to stay in the desert; it's to go into Eretz Yisrael, right, and to sanctify the existence there. Amnam dur deya hayu b'nei amidbar, right? And that was the part of the Meraglim's mistake. And they say the Nesiim's mistake was, no, this is a better existence. We're just spiritual and we get them on and we're living in Kolel. That's what life's about, right? V'amnam haman hayalechem kadosh v'tar min hashamayim. Aval b'shvil kach ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzorech l'b'nei adam. Yesh lo b'shamayim malachim v'srafim l'madai. He's got plenty of angels that eat spiritual food. He doesn't need that from us. What he needs us is to sanctify the Gashmias. You could do that in two ways. Either bring Shemayim to Aretz, or bring Aretz to Shemayim. And that's Chala and Nesachim. Nesachim is down, going down, bringing the Shemayim to Aretz, pouring down, and the Chala is going up. Mimala lamata, lam shech zakdusha, af lamata lamata, letocha tahom, bechinas, gamkin, begate samavis, lo yiraki atoimadi, umimata lamala, leficha meraglim, shlo razul alos laret. They didn't want to go, they wanted to remain. So he says that's why they needed these two mitzvahs. They needed Nesachim and Chala. Those are the ones that are given in Parsha Shlach. Amazing. Okay, we continue. Next Mishnah. Halacha Beis. Matza Katzitzos Baderach. So we referred to this earlier. We had a piece of Gemara about this Mishnah. Remember we said it was a mistake, that it should have been after this Mishnah, but here's the Mishnah. Matza Katzitzos Baderach. I'm walking on the road and I see cut figs. What's cut figs? The top of them are cut off, which means that the owner started to dry them. That's what katzitos are. But they're out on the street now. They must have fallen off, like, out of the field, wherever they were drying, the mat. So you find them on the street. Filu b'tzad sada katzitos. Even though they're right next to the field where there's other figs drying, but this one's in the street. So, as we'll see, there's going to be yeish. V'chein te'ena, she'inot al aderech. What if you have a fig tree that's leaning over to the road? U'matza tachta te'enim, and there are fresh figs that are lying on the floor under the tree. Mutaras bishum gezel. No gezel, because we assume the owner had yeish. The owner had yeush. He thinks that the Ma'ariv folder here quotes the Gemara. He must have been because he knows that the figs are going to get smushed. Even if they're under the tree, people are going to step on them. They're nimas. So he gives. So even if before they are, you're allowed to pick it up. Upaturas ben amaisrus, and they're pater for maisrus. Why? Because they are hefker. Hefker is pater for maisrus. Right? We learned that. Hazesim v'hacharuvim chayavim, but olives and carobs are chayiv. Why are they chayiv? What does chayiv mean? They're still chayiv and maisris because they're not hefker, because they have a harder outside, and the owner does not think automatically. He's not misyayich automatically. Right? See the marafolda. L'fi she'en b'ayla misyashim, shemar iso muchachas alav. they're more recognizable where they came from. Sheme Ilan Zen Naflu. And therefore, Pashtus, there is Gazel, and there is no Hefker. No Hefker, and therefore both of their applications, both of the ramifications, Maisris and Gazel. Matzah, next case. So we spoke about if you find cut figs, if you find fresh figs. What about Matzah Grogerus? You find fully dried figs. Fully dried figs. So you know they had Gemar Malacha. So therefore, there's definitely Chiyav Maisris. Definitely Chiyav Maisris. The question is, what about, it's definitely, I should say, matzah fully dried figs. The question is, do we assume, I take it back, it's not that we know there's for sure a chiyuv. We don't know if the final processing, what do you do after fully dried figs? You crush them, you press them together. You don't know if that happened yet. You don't know if that happened yet. So matzah grogerus. Again, they are in the street, and therefore figs, we said, there is hefker, and therefore there's no gezel. There's no gezel. Is there a chiyav maisris? It depends. Im darsu rov bnei adam. If most people in the city have already pressed their figs together, then chayev. Then you have to assume this also came from a pressed fig bunch. It already had a gemar malacha. Therefore, you have to take off maisris. The imlaav pater. But if not pater, then you are allowed to. Assume that it was not pressed, and therefore there is no chayev. By the way, if this is all until in Rabbi Adam chayev, you're chayev if you bring it into your house. Meaning, if you're eating it out there in the under the tree, then it's okay. It's an achilas arai. But v'im lav pater. But if not, if rove people haven't pressed their figs, then you could assume that this wasn't pressed and pater. There's no chayev and maestros. What? So it's 50-50. Is you could be mekel. Right, so it sounds like. If rove people did it, then you're chayef. But if not, sounds like even 50-50, says it's Tiferes Yisrael. Really? Even 50-50? So Tiferes Yisrael said it must be based on the Ramah. The Ramah and Yoredeya. What Ramah and Yoredeya? Says the Tiferes Yisrael right here. He says, De'ein machzikin iser lomar shekvar nigmar malachav in ischayef. What's 50-50? Here, it's not that you know something's usser. You don't know if it became into the situation that it will become usser. So even 50-50 would be okay. You don't need rove for that. Rove, you need to mater an isser. Here, you don't know if it's usser yet. So for that, this would be good enough. But that would be good enough. Okay. So, next case. Matzah pilchei dvela. What if you find dvela is for sure after it was pressed together and it had total gemar malacha? You find a piece of a, let's say, cake, a fig cake. So there, chayev, biyadua, shemidavar gomer. So that, for sure, you know, came from after gemar malacha. You see clearly. Hacharuvin, what about caribs? We mentioned earlier in the Masechta, caribs were dried on the roof, and the final stage was only when you gathered them into piles on the roof. Hacharuvin, adjelo kinsa the Rosh Hagag, until you put it into a pile on the roof, you bake it into a pile, there's no gemar malachi yet, and therefore, morim me'am lebehema, you could bring it down to give to your animal, which is halachically called an achilas arai, right, a snacking, upater, and you don't have to take off from that. But what do you mean? But right when you take it off the roof, if you're going to use this as is, isn't that gemar malacha? No. Mebneishu machzer samosar. We had that principle earlier. No, whatever the dog doesn't eat, you're going to put back on top. So therefore, you see, it's still in the state of eino gemar malacha. What you brought down is not totally finished, because if the dog's not going to eat it, you're going to bring it back. So therefore, it's still considered arai is okay. Good. Amr Abiona lo Amr Elo Derech. Everything we said about finding figs on the street, that you're allowed to keep it, there's no stealing, that's only if you find a mamish on the road. Habeino levin chavero, lo. But what if your field is right next to your friend's field, and you find it like in between that there? No, it's either yours or his. So there, if you see, he has the fig tree, that doesn't apply, you have to give it back. Hazeizim v'charuvim, but we said the olives and the caribs, those are very chashuv, they have a harder shell outside, and therefore chayef. Amar Reb Yonah, v'husha matzah zeisim tachas zeisim, v'charuvim tachas charuvim. This is only when is there gezel, and he's not misyayish, if you find the things under the right trees. You find the olives under the olive tree, and the caribs under the carob tree. Avala matzah zeisim tachas charuvim, v'charuvim tachas zeisim lobita. But if it's flipped, then you could assume he was mafkir. You could assume that he needs, if he, because there's no, it's not nikar where it came from, and there's no simmon. So if you have caribs under an olive tree, where did this come from? How do you know it's yours? So for those, misyayish. We're not going to get into it, but this sugya, our Mishnah, plays a big role in the second parak in the Bavli and Bamitzia, Yehi Shalom Midas, Right? This is one of the sources. This Mishnah is quoted. One of the sources in terms of, oh, he only has Yeush. Did you find it before he knew that it fell down? So this is one of the sugyas of Yeush Shalomidas. Period. Matzah grogeris. So what did the top line say here on Amabez? If you find the fully dried figs, so it goes by rov. If most people already, press their figs, then you have to assume chayef. It says the Gemara v'loba batim hein nidrasos. Most people press their figs in the house, and you found these figs in the field. So what that most people have pressed their figs, but this one's not in the house. So shouldn't you be able to be makel and say this is not from the fig pressers, because most people do it in the house, and this didn't get into the house yet. So you have to say, Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Tiftar Shirov Darsin Besados. It must be that our mishnah is a case where most people pressing their figs in the fields, and that's why that robe is relevant. We'll get back to that, but first the Gemara goes as a little interlude. Reb Zira boy, they didn't need Karis in Drusahi, Imena Drusa. Can you look at it and see if it's pressed or not? You're saying, if most people have pressed their figs, look at the fig. Can you see if it's pressed or not? You can't ask Kasha on the Metzius. Amar Rabbi Shol says, no, not true. You can't always. Sometimes what you see is not what it really is. Either direction. Pa'amim shi pokas tachas agalgal. Sometimes you have a fig that's being pressed, so it's Gmar Malacha. And then before it like finishes, it pops out and is not fully pressed. It pops out of the presser. Now, there's a sugi in Zvachim. They've got pakam in a mizbeach. Right, it popped off the mizbeach. So vihidrusa, it's really halachically pressed. Vihinirashena drusa, but it doesn't look totally pressed. So that's in one direction. And the other way, pamim sharegel darasta, what if somebody's walking and they crush a fig with their foot? Vihena drusa, it's not. Didn't get gemar malacha. Vihiniris kedrusa. So Reb Zeira asked and Reb Shaul answered, no, look, you can't tell just by looking at it, because you might have the opposite impression. Okay, but now get back to what we said before. Our Mishnah must be talking about a case where most people pressed in the field, right? Because that's why you go by the rove. You go by the rove. If most people pressed, then you have to assume there was a chiyuv. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hadad the Tamar, we're going to go with the Gruz Girsa here. Hadad the Tamar, you see the Hagos HaGruz on the side? Hadad the Tamar, Bimakom, Shekulan Dursin Basada. Not rove, Kulan. When do you say that you assume that they were pressed where everybody presses in the field, not rove, where everybody presses in the field? Aval b'makom she rove darsin basados. But if most people pressed in the field, then what? Then you have two miyuts. Let's say that again. The Gra says, when do you say that you go by the rove when everybody presses in the field? Therefore, what do you have? You have a row of people pressing in the field. You have one miyut of people who don't press in the field. So the row beats the miyut. And therefore, you could assume that there's a chiyuv. But if you have, aval, reading the Gruz Girsa, b'makom sherov dersin basados, most people press in the field, but there are some people that press in the house. So now you have two miyuts to say putter. Rove people press in the field, but some people press in the house. That's one way. And maybe this is a person who presses in the house, or this is a person who presses in the field but didn't do it yet. So there are two possibilities why this basket might be from somebody who did not do Gemar Malacha yet. Right? It might be from somebody who presses in the house, because only rove people press in the field. It might be somebody who presses in the field but didn't do it yet. Says the Gemara according to the Gra, if you got two miyuts against that rove, then it's not Vaday Gemar Malacha. Right? Ava b'makam sherov dorsin besados, osan hamiyut shedorsin babayis. V'osan hamiyut shasidin lidros, mitztarfin. And therefore, says the Gra, those two miyuts combine, and therefore that beats out the rove. Is that because there's the larger possibility? Or does that mean just halachically, when you have two miyuts, that weakens the mechanism of rove? That's a good question. Seems like most say, no, there could really be a possibility of the rove can't work against, two miyuts. So that's a shaila, but either way, that's how the Gra reads the Gemara, that it must be a case where all the people, not rove, all the people, it's not clear whether this is what he thinks the pshat of the Mishnah is, whether the Mishnah says rove, it means call, or he's just arguing. Or he's arguing on what was said earlier. Okay, either way, this is Daf Chavav, and Hashem, we will continue.